Your taxes hold the key.
Taxpayers, did you know that as of January 1, 2015, self-employed persons will find it easier to file and pay their taxes and statutory obligations? This with the introduction of a self-employed person's annual return of income, taxes and contributions form, SO4. That's right, the SO4 form replaces the ITO1, ETO1, NHT and NIS annual declarations, which previously had to be completed and submitted at three separate agencies with separate payments. This means for the tax year 2014 and onwards, self-employed persons will now use one form, make one payment at one place to meet their obligations by filing and paying at any tax office using the SO4. For further information, call the Tax Administration Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP. That's 1-888-829-4357 or visit the website jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
The National Blood Transfusion Service has been on a drive to get more and more persons to make a life-giving donation. We tell you more in today's program. This is Get the Facts. Stay with us. The National Blood Transfusion Service is making it easier for persons to donate blood. Through a joint initiative of the Kiwanis Movement and the National Blood Transfusion Service, persons can now make donations on Saturdays at the Blood Collection Center at the National Chest Hospital in Kingston. The facilities open 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturdays.
And it's a very convenient opportunity for most persons, and we really are encouraging the public to come out and support that initiative. Because, as you know, it is not good to wait until some person is in hospital in time for them to for persons to donate.
Communications Officer at the National Blood Transfusion Service, Sandra Brown-Thomas. She says the initiative is seeking to increase the participation of voluntary donors.
This year we want to emphasize that we really want to try and work with the public to offer convenience, because we find that that's an issue, especially for persons who are willing to donate. So we are trying to be flexible and to meet every area of need, to provide as many opportunities as possible for persons to do their voluntary blood donation.
Once you're over age 17 and in good health, you can donate blood. The process is safe, as all the necessary precautions are taken prior to donation.
One of the first things we do is we capture some data from you in terms of your name, address and place of work, etc., all of that regular information. And then you're asked a series of questions just to get a general statement of your health. At the next stage, we do our health checks. There's a finger prick that we have to do just to ascertain the level of hemoglobin in your blood as to whether you're able to donate or not. If you pass our level in that, then you move on to the next stage where you actually have a confidential talk with a doctor or a nurse who will discuss with you in detail aspects of your health and, you know, how you have been doing.
Persons who are hypertensive and are on medication are allowed to give blood. So too diabetics who are on oral medication without any complications.
Once they give you the all clear, you move to the donation room. For most persons, it's between 4 and 10 minutes, and by that time, they're done. And then after that, you just relax a bit, and we offer you a drink.
Communications Officer at the National Blood Transfusion Service, Sandra Brown-Thomas. Remember, donating blood is one sure way to help save someone's life. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.